even no food.
Anaira Clavijo likes school and hopes to be a fashion designer when she grows up. The 10-year-old attended kindergarten in a co-ed classroom.
Anaira and Raven.
But for the past 5 years, she's been at Excel Academy, the first all-girl independently run, taxpayer-supported school in Washington. Anaira says she prefers being in an all-girl school.
They will, like, support me and tell me that I can do it, and they make me feel like I'm loved and I'm, like, the smartest person in the world. Boys are rough, and they like to do other stuff than girls.
Excel Academy, which opened its doors in 2008,
you got it.
Offers a free, academically rigorous program to a mostly low-income community.
You excited? Here we go.
It serves more than 600 girls, from preschool through grade 5. Kay Savage is Excel's founder and chief executive officer.
Oftentimes in co-educational settings, teachers teach to the boys. They're a little bit louder and much more active than the girls. And girls end up becoming second-class citizens in their own classrooms and in their own schools.
We think that the data really isn't there to support any claims about advantages from single-sex education.
Galen Sherwin is with the American Civil Liberties Union.
We know that the similarities between boys and girls are much greater and more relevant than any differences. Certainly any differences that exist are not relevant from an educational standpoint.
A key factor, says Elaine Weiss, an education expert at the Economic Policy Institute, is early development.
Everything that happens in those early lives, from how stressed or non-stressed their mother was during pregnancy, how nourished she was, whether they had access to a quality pre-kindergarten program, all of those things prepare them more or less for kindergarten.
And while Kay Savage says Excel Academy's gender-segregated classrooms make a difference, Weiss says other factors at the school have a bigger impact.
They start, for example, in preschool. So they're addressing some of that early gap before kids get to kindergarten. They keep their classes relatively small so that teachers can have a one-on-one conversation and interaction with students. They have enriching after-school opportunities.
Thank you.
The school also provides 3 nutritious meals a day. Anaira Clavijo isn't sure if she'll continue in an all-girl program, but for now, she's happy where she is.
I think I feel more confident in what I'm saying and what I do around my friends and around my teachers.
What's next?
And that's exactly what educators at Excel Academy are striving for. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.